So we left off yesterday, just trying to go through the final touches of the sugya. We realized that a lot of the things we've been talking about the last 2 weeks have really all become interconnected, especially through the words of the Taz. They became very much interconnected. There's one last nekuda on the sugya before we move on to the next sugya. Gemara on the Vav Amud Aleph discusses a situation where you have a chomet shel goy in your rishus, and the Gemara comes up with an eight and says you have a chomet shel goy in your rishus, and that seems to be okay, but oisel mechitza yitvachim. You should still make a mechitza of 10 tvachim to separate between you and the chomet, because gezeirah shel yevel yachloi. Otherwise, you're going to end up potentially eating it. And then the Gemara compares and contrasts. The chometz shel hekdesh, perhaps there's no concern, because b'dilamine, people are not going to eat the hekdesh. But chometz shel goy, there is that possibility I may end up eating the goy's chometz by mistake, and therefore you have to make a mechitza 10 tvachim. So the simple reading of this Gemara is that this whole discussion is only on a derabbanitic level. It would almost be a joke, it would be a farce to say that putting a mechitza of 10 tvachim is going to solve a derabbanitic problem. How's that going to happen? So the answer is, on the level of deraisa, the problem has long been solved. How is the problem solved in the Torah? Because it's shachoy at the Rosh Hashanah, so it's a goy's chametz in the Torah, there's no problem whatsoever. Now, that's not so simple, because just because it's a goy's chametz, there is lurking in the background the din of Kabbalah Zacharias. So the answer is, well, obviously this Gemara must be talking about, but there's no Kabbal Zacharias. So that's the simple flow of the Gemara. So min ha-Torah, it's shochoya terov terov shalachem. There's no Kabbal Zacharias here, because there's no Kabbal Zacharias. That's the case. There's no Kabbal Zacharias. And the requirement that the mechitza yod is just to offset a din midirabbanan. And the Emes says, that's really how we pask it. That's what normal standard practice is. Because we do this all the time. We sell a chametz to the guy. Mr. Brown buys my chametz. And I leave it in my house. How can I do that? Isn't that a problem? Isn't there kabbalah zacharias on the chametz? So the answer is no. I actually stipulate, I say explicitly, and I spell it out in the document with Mr. Brown, I am not becoming any achrayus kuzeh. Nishoyo, nishan, misoch, nishan, nechinam. It's mamish pemole. Everything we've been learning is spelled out in the document clearly. There is no kabbalah zacharias. Absolutely nothing. Zero. Nothing. In addition to solving the problems in HaTorah, I have to still address the din midrabanan of gzeir shalav yachlo, which is exactly why I have to make a mechitza yitvachim. So I have to put it in the closet, lock the door, make a mechitza yitvachim. I can't sell my chametz to Mr. Brown and leave it all around the house. A lot of people make a big mistake. They sell their chametz. Let's say they have pizza sitting in the freezer. They sell it to the guy and they leave it in the freezer. I mean, HaTorah, that solves the problem. Midrabanan, you still have a problem of lois mechitza yud. Unless, let's say you make the whole chometz, this is the chometz to a freezer. So if you make the whole chometz, it's the chometz to a freezer, so then the door of the freezer is the mechitza yud. Presumably you have to put a piece of tape, you have to put something on the door, otherwise if the door is sitting there, it's not really serving as mechitza yud. The goal of mechitza yud is, let's say I have a bottle of schnapps sitting in my living room. It belongs to Mr. Brown. So if I put a wall in front of it, I take 20 books and I pile them up in front of the schnapps, that'll be a heck, that'll remind me not to drink the schnapps, so that's okay. But if I just stick it in the freezer, close the door, but I keep it opening and closing the door all the time, so it's not going to help. So I have to, if I want to put it in the freezer, I got to lock it up and close the freezer and put it away somewhere, close the door to the base, whatever it is, make it a chitzu yud in order to prevent me from eating the chametz. So that's what we do. We do this all the time. Usually people call me Erev Pesach frantic. They have a lot of kidneys. They want to leave some of the kidneys in the fridge. They want to leave the mayonnaise and the ketchups and the salad dressing, all the stuff. It's not real chametz anyway. They want to leave it all in the fridge. Can you do that? So the answer is yes. There's no gzeir shema yavel yochel on kidneys. Gzeir shema yochel is on chametz, not on kidneys. I strongly recommend not to just leave a half-open bottle of non-kosher Pesach ketchup in your fridge without at least marking it off. So what I tell people to do is put all your kidneys, all your non-Passover products, put them into a big plastic bag, wrap it around, and put it into the back of the fridge somewhere with a big tape on it, do not touch for Pesach. So again, min ha-Torah, You could do that with chametz also. Midrabanan, I won't want you to do it with chametz. I would not like you to have just a bag of chametz sitting in the fridge. But when it comes to kidney yolks, the whole thing is only a minute anyway. So for kidney yolks, so then it would be okay. So just simply, as long as you mark it off and it's clear, no one's going to touch it. So that would technically be all right. It always bothers me when I put my ketchup and my salad dressing and all my kidneyous products into the fridge, in the back of the fridge somewhere, and I put the tape over the bag. So most people would write chometz on it. Yes, they write chometz, either in Hebrew or in English, chometz. I can't bring myself to do that because it's not true. Midva sheka tirchak, never tell a lie. Right? Dr. Bidos would not be proud of you. You do the Tati Amam, Yor Hashem. Those who have no idea what I'm talking about, you gotta chaz a little bit. Okay? Here's the answer. So it bothers me to write chometz. Not only does it bother me to write chometz because it's sheker, it bothers me to write chometz. It's a chashash in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Uchas Ma'amrim, if you misrepresent the Din Derabbanan as a Din Derais, the Chbal Taisif. I don't think that's exactly what would be included. I don't believe that. So it bothers me to write chametz. On the other hand, I don't want to write kosher Pesach, because that's going to defeat the purpose. I don't want to write nothing, that's also going to defeat the purpose. So what do I write? I always write, not for Passover use. Or low ligah, Pesach, don't touch on Pesach. But I won't be mighty sheker, to write the words chametz on it, because it's not really chametz. So this is what we do all the time. Nice, every year this is exactly what we do. We have Goyis Chometz in our Rishus, no big deal. We have no Kabbalah Zechariah on it. It's explicit no Kabbalah Zechariah on it. We have a Mechitza Yud, and we're good to go. Comes the Ran with a startling pshat. Comes the Ran in the name of Achayr, some mysterious phantom Rishayim. He's up the Ran and says, you know what? This Sugi Vaisla Mechitza could maybe even work on Chometz Kibbalah Zechariah. Achrayas, what are you? How are you talking? Kibbul Achrayas, Achder Aisa. This is for Kibbul Achrayas. What's the answer, says the Ran? What's the answer, says the Achayim? Also, a mechitza, maybe the halach equivalent of what Rabbi say? Of Yichla Bayis. It may be part of the whole Yichla Bayis, Ramban's, Mechiltas, whole Chagadja from the whole earlier in the week. And even if it's Kibbul Achrayas, it may still work. Now, we know which Rishon would never say such a pshat. Who would never say such a pshat? Rashi, because Rashi and Shitas holds there is no din of Yichla Ba'ayas. Really, in Atayra, Yichla Ba'ayas is just a code phrase for Ikabal Sechrayas. So once you become Bechrayas, the game's over. All the Yichla Ba'ayas and all the basils, all the Mechitzas from today to tomorrow is not going to solve the problem. So in Shulchan Aruch, we're never going to accept such a thing. We would never in our wildest dreams just permit simply to be a Kabbalah Chalayis from the Chometz and stick it into our closet and call it a day and hide behind Oslo Mechitza being a Yichla Bayis because we don't accept Rabbeinu Tam in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe if a guy goofed and he messed up, maybe we would accept Rabbeinu Tam after the fact. That was the Mishabur, right? Remember we spoke about this. And the Mishabur says maybe we'll fall back with the Yeved, since it's only the Geshaila, the Rabban of Knas, the Chometz of Vezach. Anyway, maybe a guy really messed up, we'll rely on the Yeved and Rabbeinu Tam. But that's not the way we do things. So therefore, the Chetchila and Ashtaris Mechira, it is clear as day that there is absolutely zero Kabbalah Zechariah, because if there would be Kabbalah Zechariah, there is nothing would ever help you. Nish Yichud Abayis, nish putting in another house, nish to Eis Mechitza. The Ram is part of Rabbeinu Tam's theory, Rabbeinu Tam's world, the Rabban's world. But the Halacha Shulchan Aruch, we live in Rashi's world, in the Rambam's world. The Yichud Abayis is not an independent tour. Yichud Abayis is just simply another way, cold phrase for Kabbalah Zechariah. So I'll just share with you a story, just how important the lack of Kabbalah Zechariah really is. And again, when we sell chametz in a normal fashion, with the normal standard shtaras, and we have Mr. Brown sign, and we sign, everyone signs, everything wonderful, so it's spelled out 1,000 times over, the lack of Zechariah. So my Zechariah Kachoya, I received a phone call, it goes back about 20 years ago or so. I received a phone call from a very close friend of mine, a little younger than me, a very close dear friend of mine, who was very involved at the time in an organization called YUSSR. Anyone have any idea? what that is? It was originally started, it was YUS, originally started, they were running programs in the Soviet Union. As the Soviet Union was collapsing from becoming the Soviet Union, and then eventually they took over afterwards also, they continued into it. I think days of Glasnost, I think, if I'm not mistaken, days of Mikhail Gorbachev, if I remember correctly. So, anyone remember the history from the 1980s? So Y is always on the cutting edge of everything. So, if communism, if the Iron Curtain's falling down, Y is there. So, Y had a whole group of guys who are, I remember the office for the organization was in Klein Hall, right near the Klein Hall Base Manager. So they used to send, fellows there, used to send the groups there for Yom Tovin, during the summer times, and winter break, to do all kind of kibbutz. They were running camps, and running schools, and running Pesach Star, all the Meislach, beautiful, wonderful, Meira, they were doing such gewaltige work at the time. So I received a call from a friend of mine who was one of the big machas there. He calls me 2-3 days before Pesach from Minsk. He's in the city of Minsk, which had formerly been part of the Soviet Union, now I think is in Belarus, if I'm not mistaken. He calls me from the city of Minsk, at one time in Irv Amy Israel, and he says they're running a Pesach program here, and they're in a Jewish-owned camp or something, 150 kids here. And the problem is there's chametz galore all over those chametz. Their stores, kitchens loaded with boxes and boxes of chametz. No one has any idea what to do with this chametz. No one has a clue what to do with this chametz. So I said, well, why don't we be sadr b'chivus chametz? I said, why don't you find a rav in Minsk? They should be sadr for b'chivus chametz. So I remember he responded, he said to me, he said, Rabbi, he said, there is nobody in the entire city of Minsk who has a clue as to how to be Mesadu Mechivus Chametz. So I remember at the time, before we get to the punchline of Halacha, I remember at the time, I was so taken aback by that, I was so floored by that historical reality, that I spoke about it in Meshul, that Yontif, saying how the world is so full of surprises, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so in charge and so in control, that what we think the reality is today can be so fundamentally different. Elo Shanim Benechiyom Ha'as Esmol, the Kiddush Baruch Hu, things changed. Things changed so radically. I said, if somebody would have told me 70 years ago, this was really 20 years ago, the story, someone would have told me 70 years before that there would be a city of Minsk, which was known in its heyday as literally an Erev Eim Yisrael, a place Mali for Gadosh, with Tamid Chachamim, with Shuls, with Bismendish, with Yeshivas, one of the great cities of Eastern Europe. Someone would have told me there wasn't one rabbi in all of Minsk who had a clue what to do about Mechivas Chametz. And they had to call America. 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 Who knows how to do anything about America? They had to call New Jersey. They were in New Jersey. Paramus, New Jersey. For sure, the rabbanim in Minsk in the 1920s had never heard of Paramus, New Jersey. And Nebuch, from Paramus, New Jersey, we had to save the Yidden, save the Jews in Minsk from violating by Rav Eimatzi. Who would have thought that in a mere 70 years, would have hafach ani roya? Let's get back to the story. So I said, okay, so I'll help you arrange a mechiras chametz. So I said, what I'll do is, I'll send you the forms. You know, I'll just show you, we'll date the story. I'll fax you the forms. That was a kufa still, it's the world of faxes. I'll fax you the forms, you'll fill everything out, and we'll do a mechiras chametz. So I remember he said to me, Rabbi, there's no fax machine in all of Minsk. There's barely a phone in Minsk. He said, I had to travel 2 miles to get some kind of a connection reception to even make this phone call. He said, you're not faxing me nothing. So I said, okay, you know what we'll do? I'll dictate to you the form, and you write it out. So it's a very, 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 very long form. Very, very long form. Not the shtar of Hashem that we do. He was going to do his own mechiras chametz. It's a long one for him. So this is not going to work. It'll take me till from now till Shavuos to dictate you the form. You know, as we lost the call every 2 seconds, you know, the connection from Minsk to Paramus isn't that good. I have a feeling the problem is not on the Paramus side, but more the Minsk side. So Rabbi Isaac, I said to him, you know what? We're going to write you up. I'm going to dictate you a very, very kitzah version of the shtar mechira. We're going to cut out all the all the extra legal jazz. So forget about all the other nuances and all that. Let's just get to the punchline. So I was trying, reading through quickly the Shtar Mechira, again, the original Shtar Mechira between the Jew and the guy, and trying to cut out all the parts that's not necessary. And I got to the line about Kabbalah Sechareyos. And I said, you've got to keep that line in there, because that line is critical. Because if, by some chance, there's some misunderstanding and the Jew really has become Mechareyos on that, we wasted our entire story, we wasted our entire time. Because it's not going to help to close off the chametz. We always close off the chametz anyway. So according to the Ran Zacharim, closing off the chametz will solve the problem. Even if it's called Zacharias. But we don't pass like the Rav. We pass the Shacharav like Rashi and the Rambam. So the last thing you want to do in Minsk, we've been waiting for 70 years for the Mechimus Chametz. No one since 1939 has ever done a Mechimus Chametz in Minsk. So here we're plotting to do Mechimus Chametz. The last thing we want to do is blow it because you have a Kabbalah Zacharias in this chametz. So you better make sure to keep that line in there. Well, I have no idea. I don't remember what happened at the end of the story, but we tried very, very hard to be Masadr, a Shtar Mechimus Chomes, but Kitza Nimrats for the Hilge, Sheres plate of the Jews left in Minsk. Anyway, Rabbi Sai, back to Maseches Pesachim. So Rabbi Sai, let's move on now to the next Sugya. And the next Sugya is literally going to be, we're going to segue right into the next Sugya, because the next Sugya is going to revolve around a line that appeared in the previous Sugya. No? I don't know where I'm going.